Since I have all these courses on React, Angular, Vue, and so on, I do sometimes get the question whether you should learn JavaScript first before picking up one of those popular libraries or frameworks. And I think the answer is not a clear yes or no, but I do definitely not agree with people who almost preach that you must learn all the basics first, that you must learn vanilla JavaScript first before you dive into one of those frameworks or libraries. But at the same time, I also don't think that you should skip vanilla JavaScript. And here's what I mean. When you start learning web development, when you start your journey as a web developer, you will, of course, at some point, probably relatively early, come into contact with JavaScript because you need JavaScript to add some interactivity to your website. Now, as a side note, you can nowadays actually add quite a bit of interactivity to your website and, for example, open a modal without using JavaScript, and that might be worth a separate episode, but still, it is quite common to use client-side JavaScript for many interactive features you might want to add to your website, and there still are certain use cases where you need JavaScript. So as you're becoming a web developer, you will naturally, pretty early on, get in touch with JavaScript, so to say. Now, you will also, depending on how much research you do and if you're taking an online course or not and which course you're taking, you will also likely relatively soon find out that there are certain libraries or frameworks that can make your life easier as you're working on your website and as you're using JavaScript there. In the past, that has been jQuery, for example, and just as a little fun fact, jQuery is still super popular, even though it's not in the tech Twitter bubble, but it is in general still being used on a lot of websites. But nowadays, most courses and tutorials guide you towards other frameworks and libraries for a reason, because those frameworks and libraries like React or Angular or Vue or HTMX and others solve certain problems in a more elegant way than jQuery did and do allow you to focus on your core business logic, the core problem you want to solve, and not having to worry about reaching out to individual elements on the page and manipulating them with JavaScript. So it makes sense to learn about one of those libraries or frameworks at some point, unless you absolutely don't want to do anything front-end web development related and you only want to focus on the back-end, which is fine too. But if that's not the case, you will, of course, pick up one of those libraries or frameworks at some point, most likely. And the question now just is, should you dive deeply into vanilla JavaScript, as it's called, so into JavaScript that's not using any library, before you then learn React or Angular? And here, my opinion is that you should not dive deeply into vanilla JavaScript before learning React or Angular or Vue or whatever. And that does not mean that you should not learn it at all. You should just not dive super deep into it. And here's why. Of course, you need to learn the very basics. You need to learn how JavaScript generally works. You need to learn what variables are and functions, which core data types you have in there, like numbers, strings, objects, arrays, and so on. You need all these things because you're going to use all these language features no matter which library or framework you're going to work with. So you absolutely need that foundation. But I, for example, don't think that you need a deep understanding of how you can manipulate the DOM, for example. You should know that the DOM exists and what the DOM is, you should know that, but you don't need a deep understanding of how to manipulate the DOM with vanilla JavaScript. And in my opinion, you also don't need a deep understanding of advanced language patterns, niche features which might not matter for the library you're working with. For example, if you're working with React, if you want to learn React, you don't really need to understand what classes are in JavaScript to get started with React, because modern React doesn't really use classes anymore. Now, I can already hear some people saying, yeah, well, you're going to write bad React code if you don't know advanced JavaScript features. If you don't know about closures, for example, you will at some point certainly introduce bugs in your React code. And you would be right. You should absolutely become better at JavaScript and learn more about it. But my point is that becoming better at JavaScript is something you'll automatically do as you work on React apps and as you're learning React. I'm not saying that you should learn the basics of JavaScript, then pick up some basics of React and feel like you're done. No, that's not the case. But I am saying that it will probably be more fun to learn JavaScript and dive deeper into JavaScript if you're doing it along the way whilst also learning React and whilst therefore building web applications and user interfaces that are probably more fun. Because let's be honest, if you're working with just vanilla JavaScript, you're kind of limited regarding the complexity of the web applications and user interfaces you can build with that. Sure, theoretically, you can build anything, but of course, those libraries and frameworks like React exist for a reason. They make it easier to build complex web applications and websites. And I do believe that you will have a better time and you'll be more motivated to learn JavaScript and of course also learn more advanced and niche features at some point if you're learning it side by side with React, for example. Now, you could of course say that the danger is that you don't really know which part is React and which part is vanilla JavaScript. But for example, especially when working with React, that danger probably isn't too high because React doesn't have that many React-specific features. Sure, it has JSX, which technically is not React-specific, but it's not part of vanilla JavaScript. It also has the idea of building custom components, custom HTML elements, you could say, by defining functions. It has the concept of outputting dynamic content between curly braces, and none of these things will work with vanilla JavaScript, but you will learn that at some point when working with React. Chances are high that you're following along with some guide or some course that simply tells you that a certain feature is React specific. And even if that's not the case, you will find out if you start trying to use some feature you thought to be vanilla JavaScript in vanilla JavaScript and it doesn't work. And the same is true if you would pick Angular or Vue, for example. Those frameworks have some extra features, a bit more features than React, in my opinion, that are non-vanilla JavaScript-like, but it's the same thing there. You will find out that something's not vanilla JavaScript. You will find out. And you could make the opposite case as well. If you become a JavaScript expert before picking up React or Angular or whatever, there also could be a danger of transferring some patterns and concepts you know from vanilla JavaScript to those frameworks and libraries. You could, for example, be inclined to reach out to the DOM manually through vanilla JavaScript code and manipulate it at some point. And that would be something you typically shouldn't do when using one of those libraries. So I don't think that's necessarily a big problem. You will automatically learn what is vanilla JavaScript and what is library specific at some point. Because the idea, of course, always is that you don't stop learning. As a web developer, or I guess as a human in general, we never do. There's always more to learn, there's always more to become better at. But I do believe that many people will have a better time becoming a web developer and learning front-end web development if they learn it whilst building something fun and whilst building something at least a bit more realistic. And in my opinion, that's the case if you pick up a library or a framework early.